This is PCJ Radio. On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone. Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station. I'm Keith Perron. It's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. 55, your lucky number. Hopefully it is your lucky number, or it will be after the show. You know, it was really strange because the show that I had planned for this week has been put on hold. You know, we had an interview about a very, very interesting topic, but we decided to put it on hold because of a special guest. We did this interview late last week, I should say, at the last minute. It was very last minute, and I will tell you how it all happened a little bit later on in the show. Now, before we continue with anything else, I do want to say hello to some new listeners. Yes, some new listeners who are tuning in for the very first time on Decadence Radio. I love that name. Decadence, yes. Having a little bit of decadence every now and again is a mighty good thing. Anyway, the station is called Decadence Radio. You can find them online. Their website is www.decadenceradio.com. And I'll tell you how that is spelt. That's www, of course. Decadence, D-E-K-A-D-A-N-C-E dash radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com. That's Decadence, D-E-K-A, D-E-K-A, yeah, that's right, D-E-K-A, dance, D-A-N-C-E, dash, radio.com. And when you get onto the home page, you'll see this, like, Decadence Radio with lightning coming out of the side of it with network underneath. Then you have the main menu, welcome, and family. Family, of course, are all the program presenters, and you will find me on that list and some of the program presenters. I love the names, you know, of DJs sometimes, especially when, I mean, I use my real name, but there's a lot of people that I know that choose stage names. You know, it's some people do that, but I love, you know, the names. They're very original, and you can think of many different things, you know, when you hear the names, like Izzy. Yes, Izzy. Bob Blues, that's perfect. You know, Benny, I think that's his real name. Godiva, I love that. Yes, I wonder if she's Lady Godiva. And then we have Susie, we have Yogi, DJ Dak, Temptress, oh, very, very naughty, Sila, Jimmy Boy Star, Misty, I love that name, Fang, Sandra, and Misha, and I'm there as well. You can find me, Keith. Anyway, Happy Station Show airs on Decadence Radio Fridays, from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. From 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Decadence Radio. So hello to all of you listening. And hopefully you will continue listening and you will find this strange little show strange. Well, not too strange. Well, no, I should rephrase that. I should say we're very strange. Yes. So, anyway, welcome to all of you. And there will be a link for Decadence Radio on the PCJ Media website very, very soon. So check us, check them out there as well. Anyway, we've been going for about 5 minutes. I have my cup of coffee, which is not clanging because I have a plastic spoon and not a metal spoon. So I thought we'd begin with a little bit of music from a group that appeared on this show back in the Eddie Starts days, in the 1950s, in fact. The group is called The Sweet Sixteens. They're from Holland, and in the late 1950s, they were live with Eddie Starts on the program and recorded a number of songs for the show. This is one of them that we'll take a listen to right now. It's called We Zijn 17 on the International Happy Station.
Maar dat is allemaal maar steen, die mond zoals de zin. Lijken wij zo hard als staal, want die zijn we allemaal. Want wij zijn 17. Voldoen wij soms wat niet mag, en hebben vaak de slappe lach. Want wij zijn 17. Wordt u soms laatst van alles gedaan.
And that was the Sweet Sixteens from Holland with We Zijn 17 here on the International Happy Station. Now, not too long ago, actually just 2 weeks ago, in fact, I received an email from somebody commenting on a program that we did a while ago, and I can't remember what month it was in, but it was one of our radio specials, our programs looking at radio, which I know we haven't done in a while, but we do have one coming up in a few weeks' time. Somebody said, you know, you did the thing on number stations, and I think you should do it again because of what's happened. Now, if you don't know what has happened, then you're probably living on another planet. But as you know, a number of weeks ago, there was a group of 10 spies that were caught in the United States spying for Russia. And what is the connection with radio? Well, if you read the deposition put out by the Justice Department, they were actually using shortwave radio to receive messages. So I thought this would be a good subject again. Now, to tie it in with Taiwan, I will be inviting on the show a guest that we had not too long ago, Wendell Minnick. He's a writer for Defense Weekly, because he did a story not too long ago about a Chinese number station. Yes, a Chinese number station which broadcasts daily, and there's a little funny anecdote about it. Now, what station am I talking about? Well, the station identifies itself as New Star Broadcasting. Now, if you haven't heard it before, here's a little clip. Now, I'm sure the radio enthusiasts out there will know what that station is. Yes, that is a Chinese number station from Taiwan. And we will be talking about this station on an upcoming edition of our Tribute to Radio. Yes, radio, I think myself as one of the most perfect mediums in the world. Anyway, That is all coming up on a future show. Now, we have actually had a number of special programs that we've sort of been rolling back and rolling back because of a lot of material that has been coming in. We have an upcoming interview that we've already recorded with Bob McGrath, who is with Sesame Street, and before that, the Mitch Miller Singers, and had a big career in Japan. Also on the show, Tom Gable, a singer from Germany who is absolutely wonderful. We've featured his music on the show before. And a couple of real interesting shows. And one in particular is absolutely fascinating and will be very interesting because, well, it ties two things together. Now, as you know, at one time, Happy Station was produced in the Netherlands at Radio Nederland Wildebromp, or Radio Netherlands Worldwide. It is now an independent production for PCJ Media, which is based in Taiwan. So there's a little connection there between Taiwan and the Netherlands. And this subject is even a bigger connection, which goes back to the 17th century. So I will tell you more about that show next week. All right, time for music. And I thought, you know, we were just talking about spies a moment ago. And I'm going to dedicate this to all the secret agents out there. It's the one and only Mel Torme doing the classic rock and roll song, Secret Agent Man, here on the International Happy Station.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces you may find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Careful what you say, don't give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. One day, then bleeding in a Bombay alley next day. And if the wrong word slips while kissing persuasive lips, odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Only got a number, secret agent man, they've taken away your name. Secret agent, secret agent, he is a spy. Secret agent, bleeding in a Bombay alley, kissing every Sue and Sally.
The one and only Mel Torme with Secret Agent Man, which was also the theme song to the TV series of the same name. Listeners in the United Kingdom will know it as Danger Man, that starred Patrick McGoohan. Now, I want to move on to an email that we got from Ingo Schön in Germany. He says, I have been a DXer since 1973 and have been listening to Happy Station every Sunday. I even have been to Hilversum, where I visited Tom and was invited to watch the recording of several shows. When I was back home, I heard Tom mentioning my name for weeks. I wonder if he still remembers me. Well, Ingo, what I have done is I've forwarded your email to Tom in the Netherlands, and he will get back to me to find out if he does remember you. He probably does. Tom has an incredible memory, a little bit better than mine. I think I told you the story about when the whole idea came up to maybe revive the show, which goes back a long, long time ago. And we were sitting in his garden. This is when he was living in Hilversum. I say we were drinking a cup of coffee, but he says we were drinking something a little stronger. But as he said a while ago, it probably depends on the time of day. Well, would it make much of a difference? All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there's a number of ways to do so. Our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And while you're online, check us out. Our website, that is pcjmedia.com. It's that simple. pcjmedia.com. And while you're there, you can also listen to PCJ Radio online. And we're going to be doing a test for a live show. You can find out all the details at the PCJ Media website. It's a test broadcast, so expect some technical difficulties. And if I were you, I'd record it, because you're probably going to hear some bloopers as well. And you never know, you know, in 20 years from now, you say, by the way, Keith, I heard you 20 years ago, and you said this on the air. Oh, yes, I embarrass myself frequently, but it's okay. I don't mind. You know, at least, you know, people are laughing at my expense, you know. And while you're there, by the way, you can also download some other PCJ programs like Finally Friday, Nash Hollas, The Stuff File, Switzerland in Sound, and many others. And also enter a contest that we're having for a new PCJ Wi-Fi radio, which will be launched in the fall. Now, before the launch, we're going to be giving away two of the receivers. You'll find them on our homepage, where it says underneath, Welcome to PCJ Media, it says Peace, Cheer, and Joy. And then underneath, click here to take part in a PCJ survey and have a chance to win a new Wi-Fi radio. Initially, we were only going to give away one. But because of the response that we had in just a few days when we launched the survey, I decided to give away two. So go and take part in the survey. There's 10 questions. The last question, you just have to leave your name and your contact for the lucky draw that we will have later on. So go and check it out right now. Now, today's show, initially I had scheduled something else, and that was kind of thrown out of the bath. Well, not literally. I've sort of rescheduled it for later, because what happened is one night I was online and somebody came online who I had not spoken to in some time. Her name is Diana Krall. Yes, Diana Krall, the Canadian jazz vocalist and pianist. Now, we have a little bit of a history together going back to 2001 when I arrived in Beijing. That year, Beijing was hosting the Beijing International Jazz Festival, and I was asked to host a couple of the concerts at the Pali Theater in Beijing, and one of them was with Diana Krall. So we did that once, and then we did it the year later, and then the third year as well. And during that time, you may or may not know, but I was doing a jazz show in Beijing. When I left China, I took the show with me to Taiwan, where it's now airing on radio in Taiwan. But she was a guest a number of times on the show. Anyway, she popped up online. We hadn't spoken in ages. And it was my bedtime. It was around 2 o'clock in the morning here in Taiwan. And she was in North America. And it was just around, it was 2 in the morning. It was around 11 o'clock at night. And she just spent a very... it was 11 o'clock in the morning. But the previous night, she'd spend a very tiring day and evening doing interview after interview after interview after interview for various different media outlets, from television, magazines, newspapers, and radio. As a joke, I said to her, oh, thank you. You didn't even let me know that you were doing this. And, you know, we worked together before. And, you know, I had you on my show. You should have told me. And then she said, well, how are we doing right now? And I went, okay. She didn't think I would say okay because it was 2 in the morning for me. But nevertheless, we did it. Both of us sound very tired. I sound like I want to go to bed. She sounds like she's just woken up and hasn't had her first cup of coffee yet. And we decided, let's make it very short because both of us are tired and we want to relax a bit. But she did promise to come back on the show on a future date. The next time she tours Asia, we'll have her in the studio and even get her to play in the studio. But this one was by telephone. Here's my conversation with Diana Krall, recorded late last week on the International Happy Station.
No cares for me, I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live, devil may care. No cares for whatever comes later goes. That's how I'll take and I'll give, devil may care. But when the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let it come tomorrow of May. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die, devil may care. That's how I'll take and I'll give, devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live, love today, let come tomorrow of May. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help if you cry. That's how I'll live and I'll die, devil may care. Devil may care, surely devil may care. Devil may care.
With this new album, you have, of course, some wonderful musicians on here, Christian McBride and Russell Malone. And as you know, the jazz scene, sometimes there's egos that are involved, like most of the creative arts. How do you find working with big talent such as them?
God, I never even thought about that. I mean, the people that I work with are pretty intense people. I mean, I just finished working with Jeff Hamilton and John Clayton, who I studied with when I was 19 years old in Paris, and it was like having all this intensity up in the bandstand. It was just magnetic and magical and sensual and all these things. You know, it was very passionate and swinging and all those elements combined. It was just extraordinary. When you have someone like Christian McBride or Lewis Nash or Russell Malone or Peter Erskine, and you put all that together with Polino da Costa, and it's just like a, you know, just a fireball of passion. It's fabulous.
How do you feel about all this success? Is it overwhelming to you?
It can be sometimes. Only when I'm doing full press days like today. Otherwise, it's fine. I'm in my own little world. I go to sound check, play the piano, I do a good show, I get on a plane, I do the next thing. But when I do full press days where I'm talking about the success and does it overwhelm me, or the, you know, getting into sort of thinking about things that I normally don't think about, I find that's when I feel a little overwhelmed. And that's normal for anybody. I think if anybody was talking about themselves and what they do and trying to think about it and analyzing it in ways that you don't. It's a very, it can be a very healthy thing. It can be a very a fuel for being neurotic. So I turned into Woody Allen, you know. It's like you could have been a pharmacist. But I think it's overwhelming a little bit. I think everybody's really surprised, but there's a lot of other stuff going on in the world right now that is so, it's so tough that music, the bottom line is music is to, people want to come and hear music because they want 2 hours of being uplifted and enjoying and being entertained, you know? So it's important. I think it's a very healing thing.
Well, I've heard from many people, and you'd probably agree with me on this, music is probably one of the best way to build bridges between people.
I get asked this, one of the questions I was asked consistently today is, you know, well, what's the difference between your audiences in Europe and then in Asia? And I think, well, there's one common thread is that the people, no matter where you're performing, if they're coming out to hear you, they're coming out to hear you. They want to hear music, you know, and if you're in Kuala Lumpur, where we were recently, it was amazing. The audiences were amazing, and the audiences in Singapore were amazing, and the audiences were in France were amazing. I mean, I don't talk about Jack Benny and, you know, other things like that, but the music speaks for itself, and that's what they want to hear, and they can feel a passion. If they don't understand the lyrics, it's like if you go to the opera and you listen to, you know, if you see La Boheme, you can read, you know, pay attention to libretto, but you don't want to, because for me, I know what the story's about, and I just find it, it's just the passion in the performances and in the music that moves me.
I was visiting a record store in downtown Vancouver, and they had this huge display, and somebody said, oh, this is our shrine dedicated to Diane Krall.
They've been very good to me. It's been nice to go home, you know. I just finished a month tour in Canada, actually, in October.
So when you do finish a tour, do you just, like, walk away from music for a few months and try to forget it all?
When I finish a tour?
Yeah.
Darling, I've been on tour since May. If I did that, I take maybe one day just to do laundry, and then I go back on tour again. I'm taking a month off now. After December 18th, I'll take December 18th to January 12th off. I'm going to go home. I'm going to regroup. Play the piano for a while. I'm going to take 10 days in Hawaii, then I'm right back on until the end of the year. We have the good fortune of being able to be really, really busy right now, so it's good.
When will you be going back into the studio to record another album?
I'll probably be on tour for a while. I probably won't go back to the studio until next year. I might do a Christmas album sometime if I can. I mean, if you look up my schedule on it, I think you can get it on the internet. Probably still being made, but it's very, very intense. So whenever we can, I usually, before making an album, I'll be able to take a month off before I go back to the studio again. So whenever I can get off the road, because you have this time where you take some time off when you record an album. Or sometimes you don't take the time off, but when you're doing a big orchestra production, which I had about 2 weeks, and I've done albums, I've gotten albums together sometimes in a week. And then you tour, of course, and then the album comes out, and then you tour, and then you stop, sort of, it was 2.5 years before I record another album after When I Look in Your Eyes, so mm-hmm. Hopefully it won't be that long, but it could very well be, you know.
Diane Krall, thank you very much for taking some time out of your very, very, very busy schedule.
No, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I like having a good conversation, you know. I will look forward to seeing you, and I hope you can come to the show, and I'll tip my hat out when I come up to Vancouver in 3 weeks for you.
Bésame, bésame mucho. que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte. Que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
Bésame mucho, Diana Krall, and Diana Krall will be our guest again on Happy Station in the near future. And the next time she tours Asia, she promised me after the interview that she would come by and play for us here in the studio. So that should be a lot of fun. And maybe I could do a duet with her. Actually, I have to tell you a funny story. We actually did do a duet together in Beijing in 2002, but it was more of a silly thing than anything. Especially with my vocal talents, I have the vocal range of a turnip. Vocal, it's a joke. A turnip doesn't have any vocal range. But anyway, it's a cold joke. Anyway, I will announce that later on in the future. You're listening to the International Happy Station. I want to say hello to Rob Costain. Hello, Rob. And also Nicholas Raystick, who added me as their friend on Facebook. Just do a search for my name. Keith Perron, that's K-E-I-T-H, Perron, P-E-R-R-O-N. And while you're on Facebook, do feel free to add PCJ Media as one of your fan pages. Just do a search for PCJ Media or Happy Station, and that's all you need to do. And while you're there, you can chat with other listeners. And if you have any comments about the program or suggestions or ideas for shows, you can make that all there. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3, unless you cannot count. Which I can't do sometimes, but that's another story. Anyway, time for more music. We're going to take a listen to Ron Goodwin and his orchestra from the theme song to the TV series Miss Marple here on the International Happy Station. Miss Marple's theme, Ron Goodwin and his orchestra. Just a few days ago, I received an email from Ken Wright, who's a features editor at Monitoring Times. Now, for those who are DXers and amateur radio operators and just regular SWLs or shortwave listeners, you will know the Monitoring Times. Anyway, he sent me an email because they want me to write a little story for a series that they're doing, which would be for the October issue. And I have still a few days to work on it because the deadline actually is August 1st, but it would come out in October. So look out for that. It should be a lot of fun. I haven't really started yet. I don't know about you, but when it comes to, let's say, writing about myself or talking about myself, I always feel a little bit uncomfortable. I'm okay talking about other people, but when it comes to me, I sort of like try to keep things maybe a little quiet. But I'll see how much I can actually remember. Yes, I'll purposely forget things. Anyway, check them out online: Monitoring Times, that's monitoringtimes.com, monitoringtimes.com. Okay, time for more music. We now have a request that is not a request. It's a request, but not a request. Somebody wrote in. Her name is Fabienne. She lives also in Canada, but she's originally from France. She's a big fan of the group Erasure. She said, I've heard you play Erasure on the show before. Can you play something else by them? And I thought, well, today would be a good opportunity to do it because I just picked up a compilation CD from them last weekend. Here they are with Salisbury Hill on the International Happy Station, going out to Fabienne.
Salisbury Hill, I could see the city lights. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing stretching every nerve. Had to listen, had no choice.
Salisbury Hill, Erasure. Not too long ago, we did a show of novelty songs. It was called Happy Station's Novelty Hits. And a woman by the name of Lillian, who lives in Glasgow in Scotland, wrote us. She said there was something you didn't play on the show. Actually, there were many things that we didn't play on the show. I actually prepared much more than we did. Enough for like three or four shows. So I think we'll do it again at some point in the future because it was very well received and it was very silly. But she said there was something that she remembered when she was a girl hearing on BBC Radio many, many years ago called The Ballad of Irving and Do I Have It? Now, it took me a while to kind of put my mind in together to wonder if I actually did, but I actually did have it. Here's The Ballad of Irving, Frank Gallup, on the International Happy Station.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked into Saul's saloon like a man insane and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Going out to Lillian in Glasgow, Scotland, The Ballad of Irving by Frank Gallup. Okay, hope you enjoyed that and hope others, you others didn't turn off your radios. Okay, all right. Well, we've almost come to the end of this edition of the International Happy Station. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And while you're at the website, you can find out some information about a series of live programs that we will be doing, all at the homepage. If you want to get in touch with us via snail mail, our address is the following: PCJ Media, care of The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I'll say it a little bit slower. No, I'm just kidding about that. PCJ Media, care of Happy Station Show, 8th floor. Floor 8, number Lane 37, Lane, L-A-N-E-3-1, Lane 31, Sanmin Road. Now, Sanmin is spelled S-A-N like Norman, M like mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman. Sanmin Road, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N. Banqiao, that's the district of Banqiao in Taipei, which is B-A-N-C-I-A-O. Taipei, Taiwan, ROC, which stands for Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070, so you can also get in touch with us via snail mail. But as I mentioned last week on the show, there's occasionally it happens, somebody will send us a letter, the old-fashioned way, with no return address, and they expect me to write back to them. Well, I'm not a mind reader. I wish I was, then I could know what some of you are thinking, huh? Yes, but anyway, do include your return address. We'll send you a little thank you gift if you send us a snail mail, and also your name as well. That would be nice to have. This one letter that we had coming last week, I still have it here. From South Africa, he heard us on the SABC in Pretoria, no name and no return address, but then asked for some promotion material. Well, thank you very much indeed. Yes. Okay. Some other programs that we have coming up I want to tell you about. The first week of August, I'm going to be doing a little bit of traveling. So I thought that we would record that show on the road. So tune in. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not going to tell you where I'm going or anything else. But you have to tune in to find out. And also in the month of August, I'll be doing some traveling as well to somewhere else, but I'm not going to tell you anything about that. You have to tune in to find out where. But I've been giving little clues here and there, and there could be a clue in today's show if you were paying attention. But if you were not paying attention, very, very bad indeed. Go to our website. You can download the show and find out everything there. Okay. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for, as I'm starting to lose my voice. So on behalf, he's on hand, but on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, who did a marvelous job as always, our production assistant, who helps with PCJ Radio and PCJ Media and transmitting the shows to wherever they're going, thank you to you. Thank you to all of you who are listening, or the one person who is listening. It's always nice to talk to one person. This is Keith Powell in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.